Hey, I'm back. Are you excited? Because I am. And guys, it's 2023. How exciting is that? Anywho, guys, before we get any further, I just want to say thanks for the people that have returned to listen. And for the newbies that have just discovered me. Hey, how are you? The name is Thunna, and the podcast is Reality Check. And, you know, just thanks for tuning in and supporting. Thanks for allowing me to sit in your ear and talk. And you gotta listen. Well, that's if you choose to. But, you know, I'm here. Still queer. Are you? Just kidding. It's 2023. And this is Reality Check. So, like, that means from now on, things only get better. And, like, the experience only becomes more enjoyable. And I'm excited. Let's revisit 2022 for a minute, okay? Because my intro, I didn't finish. Sorry. Actually, you know, I'm gonna circle back to the newbies that are just now joining, you know, the round table of Reality Check. Once again, I want to thank you. And, you know, just enjoy my quirkiness. You know, I think that a lot of y'all gonna enjoy this. Because now, you know, we can go back to revisiting 2022 and how this became what it is, how I became what I am. And it's like, it's such a liberating feeling to just, you know, do what I do and be me without worrying about what anybody else gotta say. Because honestly, I've become so confident within myself, and I've become so comfortable by myself, that it's like anything outside of me don't mean shit. It means shit because, like, you know, shit is just like worthless, you know. And it's like, what the fuck does anybody else think about me matter? Why should that affect me? Because honestly, whatever is being thought negatively about me is just projection and perception of what's going on their inside world. And I understand that. And it's okay because, you know, we all start there. That's where I started. I was once a hater. It's okay. But people can grow and change and evolve. And, you know, that's what I chose to do. I chose to stop looking outside of myself, you know, and look within and be like, you know, what can I change? What can I, you know, develop about me? Stuff like that. And what I chose about me to develop was my fear. And my fear held me back. My fear caused anxiety. My fear was just, had me all over the place mentally and emotionally. And, you know, fear caused me to stutter, and I didn't like that shit. So I said, let's challenge myself. What can I do to, you know, grow and learn to love myself fully, honestly, and, you know, just all around 360? I said to myself, start a podcast. You like talking and stuff. Or, you know, when you can talk, when you're not stuttering. And it's like, start a podcast, you know, try something new. Just push yourself and trust yourself that you can grow outside of fear and become so much more than your fear. And that's what I chose to do. So here I am, 2 years later, doing a podcast. And most of y'all know me personally. Some of y'all don't. And that's okay. Because Now that I've done what I needed to do within me behind this podcast, it's like now I can branch out into different avenues. And yeah, that's where I am now. I'm just a new person. It's a new year. It's a new feeling, a new vibe, a new love, new spirit, you know, just everything. Like, and you know, people that's been around listening, you know, I love God. You know, do you love God? Because I love God. What's wrong with you? Yeah. But no, seriously. Releasing my fear, releasing doubt, has been the best thing ever. And I just want to say thank you to this podcast. Thank you to God for giving me the idea of, you know, starting a podcast to grow yourself. And I always said, God will use things about yourself against you that you don't like. And that's exactly what he did. And I just want to say thank you, God. Like, that's my bestie. He always on speed dial. Like, our conversations lit. Okay, I just love God. Like, God lives inside of me. And honestly, before, I was on this whole, you know, godly thing. I'm not godly. I'm not holier than thou. I'm just now accepting myself, accepting God, you know, and just really not living in fear, because that's what I was taught to do growing up. I was taught to, you know, shimmer myself, you know, and keep myself down. But baby, as I got older, you know, it's like, okay, now I want to find myself. I want to find out who I am, you know, and who I can be. Period. It's all about the mind and your perception. Like, honestly, once I figured out how your inside world reflects your outer world, I learned that I needed to clean up. And that's what I did. And because I was so broken and so hurt and damaged, and, you know, blinded by darkness, you know, I said, God, what the fuck can I do? Because honestly, I'm about to give up. But I can't, because I'm a coward and I can't give up. I know I can't give up. I'm not supposed to. Like, that's the coward way out, baby. And you know, Beyonce, she always in the background doing something. And it was I Was Here that was playing one day. And I was like, I was here. Like, you know, I used to be. I don't want to be here in the hurt place no more. I was like, girl, pick yourself up. Do something about it. And yeah, this is how this podcast was born. And here we are. 2023, the beginning. Still going, still thriving, still living, still believing, still loving. So, yeah. And guys, we have a lot to cover because I've been gone for a long, long time since my last episode. And it was like September. That's a long ass time, baby. It's the new year. Where have you been? It's payroll and you've been missing checks. Yeah, so once again, welcome to Reality Check. And we have your hostess with the mostest, Stunner. Yeah. Guys, how have you been? I miss you. I miss talking. I just miss being myself. You know? And I'm sure you guys miss hearing me also. And, you know, honestly, I just love that people listen to me. Or for the ones that do. I appreciate y'all. I love you. Yeah. But, also, if you can't tell, yes, I'm a Southern Belle. I come from NOLA, New Orleans. And guys, it's Mardi Gras time. It's that season. What? Come on now. And then next month, the day before Mardi Gras, I turn 23. I'm going to be an old punk soon. And you know, that's scary because I don't want a receding hairline. I don't want a pot belly. I don't want that. I don't want crow's feet, you know? That's scary to me. So it's like, girl, step your cookies up, you know? And I feel like that's what 2023 is all about. Stepping your cookies up and baking them shits, you know? Preheat your oven. Right now, it's January. Preheat your oven at 360 degrees. So by time fall come, baby, you ready to step and you done. You done baking, period. You know, honestly, ever since I've sat with myself and I sat with God, because he's always present, let me tell you. God is like, today, what's new, you know? And it's like, God, can I have a break? And he said no. So here I am, you know, a new day. Yeah. Y'all, I don't know. I just have a lot of energy inside of me that's been waiting to be let out. And finally, me doing a new episode. Here I am. Like everything inside of me is coming out. Like, I don't know. Like, I want to say something. I'm going to just say it like this. Like, finally doing this episode is like the biggest nut I've ever bust. Sorry. Yeah. Rated R. Explicit content. This is like for adult only. Just kidding. I have a lot of personality. And I love it. Honestly. Because if you don't, you're a boring bitch. I don't like that. Loosen up. And you know, that's what leads me back into, you know, reviewing 2022, because I still never talked about it. But here we go. 2022, I felt like was definitely a learning. Actually, 2022 was like that final exam. 2022 was like tomorrow, 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 tomorrow. You keep saying tomorrow, but is you gonna do it today? So it's like all of those 365 days of last year was like study, 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 study. Relearn it, because bitch, you ain't getting it. Just kidding. And you know, that last week of December, all right, pop quiz, final exam. And I feel like I aced it. Of course I did. Look at me. I'm in a better place mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Yeah, guys, I have different beliefs. And that's fine. You know, I understand that I'm not for everybody. I understand that my point of view isn't for everybody. That's 100% agreeable. That's fine. I ain't trying to force shit. But what I am trying to show y'all is that love and new days, good days, positivity, these things are possible. But it's only possible if you face the music. And facing the music is facing yourself. And admitting these things, actually, you know, feeling your hurt, going through the hurt, and realizing, you know, what did I gain and lose from whatever. And that's what I did. It always begins at looking at yourself. Like Michael Jackson said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. And that's what I did. I looked at myself. I said, look at this punk here. How are we gonna fix this up? You know, he stutters. He's weird. These big ass lips he got. What are we gonna do about him? Man, that head big too. He got this walk. He got this talk. He's creative. He's nice. He's funny. But he's awkward. I don't know if I want to fuck with him. Just kidding. Honestly, it's a new day, y'all. It's a new day. It's a new day. Like, when I say 2023 and me, Baby. Yeah. I'm excited. Let me stop playing. Let me get into this podcast, this episode, because I've been gone. And y'all, I don't want to hold y'all up any longer. So, where do we start? Yeah, I've done that. I've done that. Oh, also, with this podcast, I don't want to talk about the same shit that's like the Shade Room is talking about. I don't want to talk about anything that ain't gotta. Let me rephrase that. I don't want to talk about anything that's outside of ourselves. That's not relevant, you know? Like the bullshit drama. That shit doesn't matter anymore because me, I feel like I have a lot to bring to the table if I'm not the table already. Yeah. I'm the table. I'm still in a box though. You know, y'all gotta take me out the box and set me up. You know, and then you could bring your own seat, your dish, stuff like that. But y'all, here I am. Yeah, I don't want to talk about mundane shit. I don't want to talk about, you know, the typical celebrity lifestyle, what they got going on. Tory Lanez went to jail for supposedly shooting Megan her foot, man. Blase, blase. What I do want to say though, I saw an article of our NOLA native Lil Wayne, and he was like something. He's not being nominated for a Grammy or whatever. Is he not worth it anymore or something like that? And I was like, I don't know. Wayne, if anything, he should be praised for what the music game is now. Let's be honest. Let's start there. Dwayne Michael Carter, yeah, the GOAT, you know. Plus the king and the queen, you know. Anywho, I just feel like he deserves more as a person and as an artist. I don't feel like Wayne should have ever felt that way because honestly, without Wayne, there would be no type of, you know, I don't know. Just without Wayne, they wouldn't be what it is now. Period. That's all. But yeah, that kind of stuff, I don't want to discuss it anymore. Like, I just had to throw that in there. That was just one thing I had to get it out. But you know, I feel like I want to discuss things that matter to me the most. And what matters to me the most is first, there's God. Then there's respect, love, morals, dignity, spirit, truth, integrity, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay, let's stop there because I want to discuss how, even though I was saying earlier, how outside opinions don't matter. I want to touch back on that. When people see you, they think you are different than what you give off because of, you know, your energy and your mind, your well, mind and mentality, same thing, and your tone, stuff like that. But then they get envious because they think that you got it all, and baby, I ain't got shit. This is me doing a podcast from my goddamn room. What do I have that you don't? You know, and it's like that baffles me because what about me makes you feel like I'm better than you? I'm not better than nobody. If anything, I'm right beside you. You know, I may have less than you, and you may have more than me. But I'm never above you. I'm never below you. I'm never in front of you. I'm always beside you. And it's like, it's just never, it's never that type of game, because that ain't me. Like, yeah, I look good. Yeah, you know, I put that shit on. Yeah, I smell good. I taste good. All of the above. But it's like, I only look good because I ain't showing what I've been through. And I'll never look like what I've been through, because that's not my place no more. So, you know, people think, damn, how he do that? How he wear that? I like that, but I don't like that he doing it. And it's like, baby, you could do it too, you know? Just believe in yourself and, you know, just do it and look at yourself and not anybody else. And that be the thing, like, y'all be looking at everybody else's plate. Your plate is full. Everybody else eating but you, because you so worried. I ain't got time for that. And that's like, ugh, please stop it. Get out of that mindset and start looking at yourselves, because it ain't cute. I don't like that. Next. Yes, this is a new year, new me. I'm still saying it. 2023 and me, period. This new year, I want to set realistic goals. I've already set one. I'm going to, you know, let up on smoking. If that ain't the hardest thing. It ain't hard. I'm just kidding, y'all. Because, like, weed is just so good. And, like, I said before, I'm such an advocate for weed. Like, but, yes, I'm going to maintain. And I'm going to, you know, attempt to cut back on smoking. Smoking is a good time. But it's like, I don't need it. Though I do want it, I don't need it. So I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to grow up. And I'm going to, you know, step back. Like, baby, we got to break up. It's not you, it's me. And, you know, you got me feeling so good. One day I might just overdose. And we can't have it happen. Even though I can't overdose off weed. So, yeah, that's one goal. Also, another realistic goals I want to do is, I want to start a YouTube. Before the summer ends, I'll have a YouTube up and running. Also, I want to travel more. That's one thing, because I have things and people to see. You know, people want to see me. They want to feel me. They want to taste me. Just kidding. Yeah, I want to just explore life more. I've already explored myself. I've explored my art within myself. And I want to, you know, get into a different kind of art within myself. Yes. I'm just excited, guys, for the new year, because I have so much planned. Like, my notebook is almost full. I'm so excited. Now, let's get into the nitty gritty, because lately, since I've been with myself, spending so much time by myself and God once again, because like I said, y'all, I'm gonna always mention God, because that's the right hand man right there. And also, I gotta stop giving God a gender, because we don't know what God is. God is just an entity. He is the higher power. I gotta stop saying he once again, sorry. And honestly, I believe that God is a woman. Let's talk about it. Now, if you have these religious beliefs, please don't, like, girl, stop it. Anywho, my opinion, this is just opinions, and I respect opinions and different beliefs, okay? All right. Honestly, I just really believe that God is a woman. God is a black woman, because I just don't know. Reading the Bible, doing my research, and, you know, putting these things together from other Bibles and stuff. It's like, and conversations. I just feel like God is a black woman. I mean, that's where time dates back the furthest, a black woman. So I think that's kind of cool. And because we are talking about God and religion, I have something that I want to bring to the table. Something I've discovered about myself. And I think that it's really cool. And I think that it'd be a really great idea if I intertwine these things with my podcast. Because I feel like, you know me, I'm such a helper, a lover. I want to help in the best way that I can. Now, let me say this disclaimer. Okay. You ain't gotta believe shit I say. And that's okay, because like I said, we all have opinions and different point of views and beliefs. I respect that. But what I do and what I've came to discover about myself, I'm kind of hesitant because I know people are going to like be like, he ain't for real. But, you know, I want to prove y'all wrong. And, like, I think this is, like, the coolest thing. Now, like I was saying, recently, well, not recently, because even though I have been knowing this, I've just gotten comfortable with it and myself. So, it's like, anywho, lately, I've been working on this new thing within myself. And I have a knowing. It's something that I've always had, seems to be. And yeah, I have a knowing. Intuition is a knowing. Intuition is real. And after my research and stuff, not to sound crazy, I just know things. God allows me to know these things. And it's like, it's a tool. I don't have all the answers, but, you know, I want to be able to help and, you know, lead and direct anybody that has answers or that wants answers, you know? So, yeah. And within God giving me this knowing, I've decided to tap into spirituality and the whole shebang. And honestly, I love it. It's really cool. Learning spiritual knowledge and stuff like that, it's like the dopest thing ever. And I'm embracing it because people say, oh, that's demonic, that's the devil work and all of that. You know, you bring in bad spirits and bad juju and stuff. Baby, let that negative shit that you were told, let it go. Just throw it out the window with the key. Just let it be. Like the old ways of what we were told and what we were, you know, trained to believe. I've trained myself to not believe it. Because I've done my own research. See, when you do your own research and get your own answers, bitch, like, you don't look like an ass assuming or just going by what somebody else says. So, yeah. I dibble and dabble with tarot. I dibble and dabble with, you know, just witchcraft and stuff like that. It's very true. It's very realistic. And I want to bring it to the table because I feel like people need this. And honestly, I'm just tired of the hurt. I'm tired of like the sad shit. I'm tired of people dying left and right. And it's like, well, let's slow down. I just want to give answers. I just want to be a help. That's all. So I'm putting it out there. If anybody that's listening and follows me on Instagram, or follow the podcast page on Instagram, and you will want a reading to have answers or whatever answers you have that you want to ask. I can maybe help to clarify you and give you some kind of direction. Just, you know, DM me on the podcast page on Instagram at realitycheck.no. Once again, realitycheck.no. Yeah. And if you know me personally, you can DM me on my personal Instagram. Yeah. This is really cool, and I love what this new love of mine is. And I'm getting back into art also. So, yeah, that's one thing. But 2022, again, which, 2023, I'm so sorry. I'm just so used to saying 2022. I'm still training myself that it's 2023. Okay. But before we close out this episode, guys, I want to talk about love and what I've learned, what I've experienced, because honestly, let's talk about it. Love in the gay world and these standards. I don't know. It's like at this point, I just want to date myself, even though I do have interest. I'm not going to touch on that. But like I said, today, this love game, what they think love is, it's like just looking at y'all do this love shit or try to do it. Oh, gosh, baby. Just love yourself first. Just love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can you get an amen, hashtag RuPaul, purr? Seriously, though. It's like dating or what they call love. It's like, it's so weird today because I don't see no love. I don't see that. I just see two pretty people, you know, with that shit on, just making each other look good. And it's like, do y'all feel good? Like, what's going on in y'all inside world? You know, like, I know people want to put up this persona, and it's like, and another thing, because of this new spirit within me, y'all, I'm so serious. The things that I can do, let's just pause on love. Let's just pause on love, because the things that I can do now, and this is not for clout, or honestly, I don't even want to do it for money. I want to do it for free, honestly. I want to give y'all free readings for free. But I can't do that because time is valuable, even though time is an illusion. Time, just reading energy, takes a lot. And it costs a pretty penny. So when I figure these prices out, I'm going to let y'all know. But for real, like I was saying, this thing that I can do now is really crazy. And it's really cool. And if you don't believe me, that's fine. Because I'm not kissing ass to believe me, you know. You could just click off right now. Because, yeah. Like I was saying, reading energy is such a great tool. Because now you know what's really going on, you know, beyond the exterior. And it's like, it's such a saving grace that, like, I save myself before getting deeper into things, because, like, I can read the energy and the true intent. It's flattering. And then it's these dreams that allow me to see these things before it happens. And I can talk to dead people. It's the craziest thing ever because I can actually hear, and I'm not crazy. I can actually hear these things, not in my ear. I don't hear the things in my ear. I hear it more in my mind. You may say, oh, he's crazy. He needs a fucking sideboard, a straitjacket, sweetie. No. Come get a reading and find out. Mwah. 2023 and me. Fuck what a bitch got to say. Yeah. I just feel brand new. It's like I'm a new person. Honestly, I am, because I've worked on myself. I went against my demons. It's like now all I can do is just love myself entirely, and it feels good. So, and all, how the hell I go from one thing to another? I guess that's the point of podcasting, right? Anywho, now back to love. I don't know what y'all call love, but I call love myself, because first, I want to love myself before I go giving my heart to somebody else. And I've realized that after all of guys that I've analyzed, after talking to them, it's like, what do I see in you that's in myself that makes me want to, you know, love you? And it's like, there's nothing there, honestly. And these guys just be broken, and I just want to give them so much love because I have so much love inside of myself. And I just want to share love. And it's like, never mind. You don't need it. You don't deserve it. Everybody's just so hurt nowadays, and so dark, and so like, ugh. Like their energy, like, ugh. Anywho. Though I can say thank you to all the guys that have contributed to this glow, this upgrade. I want to say thank you to all the guys I've ever loved. Thank you for hurting me so I can rebuild myself. Thank you for anybody that's hurt me so I can rebuild myself. That was ugly. That was kind of a stutter, but we're going to ignore that. Okay. But you know, yeah, I'm a spiritual bitch now. And you know, I got to embrace that because that's what God said to do. Yeah. Anything else that I want to touch on? Nothing else besides Beyonce got to drop that act 2 and act 3. Anything else besides that? Oh, also, I want to talk about being selfish. Being selfish, it's not what you think it is. It's not what it's made to seem like. Being selfish is not because you're being an asshole. Being selfish, well, I choose to be selfish because I have to. People really don't fucking respect or enjoy what you have to give or who you are as a person. So it's like, well, fuck you. I gotta love me. Like, and also being selfish is saving myself. Being selfish is putting myself first. I have to, because nobody else ain't gonna do it, or nobody else is gonna love and respect me how I love and respect myself. So it's like, yeah, fuck you. You know, nobody is living my life with me. This is my personal own life. And it's like, truly, anything outside of me, fuck you, fuck it, fuck y'all, fuck that, him, her, them, it, whatever, fuck that dog, fuck them kids, all of that, all of the above, okay, period. And being selfish is self-love. Being selfish is being confident enough to put yourself first. And that's where I am. 2023 and me. Hashtag. Yeah. I'm on that. I'm on all of that. Per. And guys, it's Mardi Gras time. Let's be safe. Let's come up with a buddy plan. Let's, honestly, nobody needs a designated driver because everything is close within reach. But let's come up with a buddy plan, a walkie-talkie or something. Y'all, please be safe this Mardi Gras, okay? Because I don't need no more bodies dropping like flies. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it. I honestly don't even want to enjoy Mardi Gras because I just know it's going to be some nigga shit. I just know. But hey, that's us niggas. And I want to say that anything black, I am all for it. I love it. because I love myself. 2023 and me. Yes. You know, I have too much energy. It's like, I don't know, caffeine or something. Too much is going on. But I hope you guys enjoyed. This was the first episode of 2023 and me. Yeah. honestly, I want to thank you again for supporting me. If you made it this far in the podcast, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for not judging me. Thank you for, I don't know, thank you for just having your own mind. And if you enjoyed me, thank you for enjoying me. Thank you for laughing if you did, because I know some of y'all did. Like, I'm funny. Like, stop it. But, you know, and also I want to make more friends. So my personal Instagram, because I want more friends. Or, well, I don't need y'all, but I want more friends. My personal Instagram, stunner.teller. Hit me up, DM me. Let's kiki. Let's get messy. Let's link up for Mardi Gras. What is y'all talking about? Where y'all at? Where the fuck is y'all at? Yeah, once again, this podcast, Instagram, realitycheck.no. And my personal page, if you want to hit me up, if you want to chit chat, if you want to, you know, yeah, DM me at stunner.teller. And once again, the podcast page, realitycheck.no. Have I talked about everything I wanted to talk about? I think so. I'm not giving these niggas no more time and shine. I'm done. Ugh. Yeah, I think I've learned everything. Or said everything. What the fuck learn? Girl, anyway. Anywho, until next time, guys. Be safe. Stay true to you. And love yours. Mwah.